This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, right? Not part of the problem. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. So head up to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. But you know what? Give me your email address. I send out one email, a week. I let you know the kind of topics we're going to be talking about, the guests that we might. I say might because they don't always show up. Things happen. But the guests we might have on are the things we'll be talking about. And you can check everything out there. I usually try to get the shows up early so you know on a nightly basis, hour by hour, you know, daily basis, who's going to be on and what we're going to be talking about. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Any topic hour, give a holler, right? I mean, seriously, if there's something you want to discuss in particular, you want to tell me where I'm wrong, no problem. I got thick skin. I can handle it, all right? I won't go in a safe space, crawl up in a corner, and you know, just kind of die. You know what I'm saying? Not going to do it. So I think I'm going to stay on the theme of what we talked about last hour. Right? Only I'm going to take it a little further. When it comes to religious freedom, interesting that when a pastor goes to one of those drag queen events where they're reading to the kids, and he's guilty before anything because he shows up and because he has a Bible in his hand, he was a well-known, well-respected pastor. He's not dead. I say he was, you know, when he was arrested, he's well-known. They know him in the neighborhood. He's not a pastor that starts problems. He's not one that has issues in town. He just wants to go check it out. He was curious to see if it was as bad as everybody was saying it was. So instead of giving him the opportunity to sit there, watch, observe, and make a decision, they had to throw him out. He refused to leave. Now, he didn't create a scene. He just said, hey, look, I have every right to be here. It's a public place. I'm not going to start preaching the gospel. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to sit and watch and listen. No, you don't agree with us. You can't stay. When did that happen in this country? Really, when did that happen in this country? The separation of church and state that some people have hung their hats on, it doesn't exist to the degree you think it does. Even though I think the Supreme Court got it wrong, but whatever. Even if the Supreme Court says it's there, they don't say it's there to the degree that you believe it does. Like those freedom from religion freaks who keep running around suing all these little cities to get them to take down any kind of cross that's on public property. You don't have to do it. All right? I mean, it's really that simple. You don't have to do it. The Supreme Court, if it gets that far, it has held up on several occasions that crosses, though they denote a specific religion, don't always have a call to action, if you would. Simply a symbol that says, somebody died here. This is a memorial for somebody. That's that simple. You don't have to look at it. Okay? And I'll tell you what, if the symbol of a cross in a city when you go in and there's a memorial that might have a cross, if that sends you into an epileptic type of fit, your problems are not that cross, let me tell you. But freedom of religion is still very much under attack in this country. Right? I mean, seriously. Do we cling to freedom and liberty? Do we surrender the republic to the socialists or the secularists? No. It is not. If you do some of your homework, you find it's not what our founding fathers wanted. It's not what they had in mind at all. We stand for the First Amendment, right? We're all about the amendments, so we say. And if you stand for the First Amendment, I'm not suggesting, because I don't like it. I'm a Christian and I don't like it. I don't like when somebody's standing up on the street corner screaming at the top of their lungs, you know, if you don't know Jesus, you're going to hell. It's not the love of God. It's not what we were called to do. The Bible says they would know us by our fruits. They would know us how we love each other, how we treat each other. Treating each other doesn't mean we accept everything that each other does. So we need to stand up for the First Amendment. We shouldn't allow ourselves to be silenced. But that means that we have to defend each other. We have to stick up for each other. I recently, some of you know, had a birthday. And though Tammy didn't seem to bother her at all, I had a bunch of people, and I mean a bunch. I don't mean three, I mean a bunch, send me emails and say, you know, thank you for sticking up for us. Thank you for being that lone voice. Thank you for never backing down from A, B, and C. And though I appreciate it, thank you. I mean, I appreciate that you see that, and I appreciate that you're willing to thank me for doing it. My question would be, where are you? Why aren't you doing it? And if you're not wanting to get out in front and do it, are you not quietly but openly supporting people like me in your community? See, if I'm willing to step out and step up for your First Amendment right, for your religious rights, for your right to have a gun, your Second Amendment rights, are you willing to stand behind me or stand beside? I prefer you stand beside me, but are you willing to stand beside me? Are you willing to be there with me? Franklin Graham recently said, hey, it's time for Christians to stand up for their faith. And I know many Christians are going to go, oh, we're not supposed to cause trouble. Well, Jesus didn't get that memo, I guess. And don't say, yeah, it was Jesus, because think about what his apostles did. They weren't quiet either. Show me senior host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Happy, happy. Really, I want you to be happy. Look at it, happy. We get you upbeat, right? And then what happens is I knock you down with all this garbage. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. You know, the... You know, earlier, I'm going to call, I think it was Ken from Massachusetts, my hometown. I mean, amazed at what that place has turned into. But, he's right. He was living in, like, you know, just a liberal hell, if you would. And I grew up in a Catholic church. And some of you like to make fun of the Catholics today, but I can tell you what. I wouldn't give up my Catholic upbringing for anything. It actually brought me closer to God. All right, gave me a respect and a love and an understanding of God that I don't see in the early days of the Christian churches or these Christian churches of today. So the foundation was great. Never, not that it didn't happen, but never had anything happen to me that would turn me off to the church. Just leave it at that. So, you know, we have a church today. We have kids of faith, people of faith, families of faith, so they think. And even some of the hardcore ones I talk with, they're afraid to take a stand. They don't want their kids to be ostracized. They don't want their kids to feel singled out. And thank God Jesus didn't think that way. And if you thought that because President Trump got in, that we were going to be without a problem now, that we were going to be able to live out our faith without any major issue, you're wrong. You've got socialism and communism on the rise in this country. They think socialism is great. Socialism doesn't work. It never has. It never worked. In the early days of this country, you know, I know AOC likes to, I don't even think AOC is rewriting history. It's what she perceives history to be. She thinks history is whatever it is that she perceives it to be. This country did not start off with capitalism. It didn't start off in that light. It started off in socialism. Go look at the early days of Jonestown. Anyway. Now, the Bill of Rights is under assault, right? People of faith, they're facing persecution on a regular basis. Gun owners are in the crosshairs. Our public schools have been turned into anti-American, anti-religion indoctrination centers. And then you get this leftist mob made up of socialist, well, politicians, academic elites, because, you know, once you get educated, God has no place in that, which is really funny because more and more scientists are coming around and saying, no, maybe there isn't the God of the Christians and the Jews, but there's definitely some kind of creation divine thing going on, right? Think about it. So, the soul of our nation, according to Dr. Robert Jeffers, is at stake here, right now, today. And as I said earlier, it's not the soul like we think of the soul, you religious people think of the soul, but it's the heart, the soul, the core of what this country was founded on. Now, I could start reading off quotes from our founding fathers if you like, but all I'm going to do is waste time because some of you are going to accept them, some of you are not going to care. But their goal was not to have a godless nation. Their goal was not to, they weren't running away from religion. In a way, I guess they weren't from a standpoint of, they were running away from forced religion. They were running away from a religion that was being forced on them where they were at, what they were being forced to believe and not believe. You know, it's been pretty easy to call ourselves Christians throughout the years because, you know, most people just, they kind of stayed away from calling you on the carpet for being a Christian or any of that stuff to begin with. Mike Pence, in the speech he gave recently, said throughout most of American history, well, it's been pretty easy to call yourself a Christian. It didn't even occur to people that you might be shunned or ridiculed for defending the teachings of the Bible. Now, some will say today, some of those people that are shunning you and making fun of you will say, well, that's because we're more educated now, we're smarter. You know, I love this. I said it earlier, and it's so true. When you get into percent, you know, they're all up in arms about gun violence, right? When in reality, gun violence is down. When you look at percentages, when you look at numbers, it's different. But hello, unless you're a moron, some of you academics, we have a larger population. So if the percentage of people being shot are 10% of the population, and it's not, but I'm just saying, I'm making it easy for those of you who can't, you know, add any higher than that. As the population grows, of course the shooting is going to grow. But from a percentage standpoint, we're down. We've got one of the lowest violence rate when it comes to guns on the planet. But they don't want to do it that way because that would prove a point, right? That would prove that we were right. But when you talk about, you know, we're more educated, we're more this, we're more that one makes... Then why are crime rates rising? Why are murder rates rising? Why are abortions? Why do people think that that abortions are okay, that they're really not babies if we're so well educated? See, the left is very afraid of real education. Because then they really know what that was going on in the womb. They really would know about biology, wouldn't they? And then they keep talking about education, how important education is. If we're so much more educated, then why do we have higher suicide rates? If we're so much more educated, why do we have high crime rates, period? Because we don't have a respect for life anymore. We're so educated. We're all about, like the pastor said earlier, we're all about ourselves. Nothing else matters. It's what we like, what we want, what's important to us. Some of the loudest voices for tolerance seem to have little tolerance for Christians, or traditional Christians. Let me rephrase that. As long as you're one of those Christians that believes in same-sex marriage, you believe in abortion, you believe in praying to plants and asking them for your forgiveness, then you're in. You're good. So religion is still under assault. Christians more so. He went on to say, we live in a time when it's become acceptable, even fashionable, to ridicule and discriminate against people of faith. It's funny how everything is shaming except for Christian shaming or religious shaming. That you can make fun of all you want to. You know, just amazing to me. You know, somebody sent me, I'm not going to play it because I can't look at it again, but somebody sent me a clip of a cultural event. These were K through 6th graders. Think about that. Kindergarten through 6th graders. Cultural event at a school. Where you had openly gay men, and they said they were gay. They were dancing and dropping their drawers. Now, they had underwear on. But it's not underwear I've ever seen. I'll leave it at that. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at Joint Base Andrews telling reporters he's disgusted after watching Democrat Adam Schiff at the DNI hearing on Capitol Hill.
It's a disgrace to our country. It's another witch hunt. Here we go again. It's Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories.
Now, earlier on the Hill, the acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, speaking publicly for the first time about that secret whistleblower complaint targeting President Trump.
After reviewing the complaint,
complaint and the Inspector General's transmittal letter, the Office of Legal Counsel determined that the complaint's allegations do not meet the statutory requirement, definition concern, legal urgent concern, and found that I was not legally required to transmit the material to our oversight committee under the Whistleblower Protection Act.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi telling reporters,
what the DNI did was broke the law.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 8x5 Real Joe. 855-732-5568. I was looking at, I thought I saw a picture of Joe Biden. You guys know I have a TV off to my left that I watch to make sure there's no breaking news. But Joe Biden's brother, who I thought was Joe, it looked just like him, was touting his connections to the White House and some business dealings and some breaks. I mean, this is going to get so bad, right? This is just going to get so bad. It's going to be great to watch what they do. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right. Talking about your Christian values being not just questioned, but actually being persecuted. Used to be tolerant. Matter of fact, it used to be more than acceptable to be a Christian. Then they were being tolerated, now they're not even being tolerated anymore. I mean, if you really want to call it what others call it, it's a jihad against the people who have traditional values, right? Used to be, you know, you were called somebody with traditional values. Now we're people who have utterly unacceptable values for today's culture. So I think when Todd Stearns was on the show, I don't know, a month ago or something like that. He's written a book called Culture Jihad. He says it's not meant to be a book about our nation's demise. It's about hope, actually. But he talks about all the things that have come against us and how we can turn those around, how we can work to make those things better again. But it starts off with being men and women of courage. You can't do this. You can't bring this back. You can't fight for this unless you're willing to be courageous, unless you're willing to put yourself on the line, unless you're willing to be disliked by some people. So it's imperative that, you ready for this one? You're not going to like this. Gun-toting, Bible-clinging patriots rise up with a mighty voice and defend this great American experiment, this great country of ours. See, the greatness isn't that, you know, we can rise up because we have guns, we can rise up because we have the Bible, we can rise up because we have a belief. It's the fact that we can do those things, and you can rise up if you don't have a belief. If you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in the Bible, that's fine too. See, we're perfectly okay with you being an out-and-out atheist who may believe in socialism over capitalism. You want to speak to it? You want fine. You want to talk about it? Fine. But you're not that way with us. Not at all. We need to go to reprogramming camps if we believe in God. I've always wondered something. I've talked to people who don't believe in God and believe in angels. I would love for one of you to explain that to me. You can't touch either one of them, right, so to speak? They're both of the spiritual world. And for some odd reason, you can believe one over the other. I think it's because you don't like to be told what to do, and God tells you what to do, or how to do. So if you think about the unborn, the millions of unborn. Believe, you know, I mean, you think about everything that's going on in this country that is totally against the basic framework of God's word. That would be so, it'd be so bad to take care of these people. Right? To stick up for the unborn. And some of you, again, some of you Christians that are afraid to speak up, you're afraid of the persecution. Man, not a good place to be. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Okay, an Arizona Supreme Court now says that Christian artists cannot be jailed for refusing to serve same-sex weddings. Now, many on the left have come out and said, oh, look at this, you know, this is out and out, illegal, it's disgusting, it's bad, it's discrimination, and the court has allowed it. Of course. Where were they when that pastor was being banned from sitting and listening to the drag queen read? There was no fight there for him. They weren't sticking up for him. That was perfectly okay. Joanna Duca and Brenna Koski of a place called A Brush and Nib Studio had been involved in a legal battle over city ordinance that the artist said would violate their First Amendment rights by forcing them to create art for same-sex weddings. Now, Duca and Koski are Christians. They own a business in Phoenix. They believe marriage is between a man and a woman. They looked around the country and they saw people getting sued for declining to celebrate same-sex weddings. They want to know what their rights were because they often create wedding-related artwork. Well, wedding invitations, wedding signs, that kind of stuff. Now, the artist's attorney, Jonathan Scruggs, of Alliance Defending Freedom, said that said that they found that a Phoenix law would compel them to do under the threats of 6 months in jail and a $2,500 a day in fines. So they went to the court. They said, hey, we think we have these freedoms of speech and freedom of religion. Now, the Arizona Supreme Court agreed with them. They said they couldn't be more excited. It's a great win for Arizonans, for all artists of freedom. Now, they can, again, they know that they're getting hit already with people saying this is nothing more than discrimination. It's not the case. Not at all. Right? I mean, it's truly. Hey, what if I went to a, I don't know, let's say I go to a bakery that's owned by a same-sex couple. And I say, hey, we're having a party this weekend. It's a marriage party. We want you to write on the cake that marriage traditionally is between a man and a woman. Or God believes in. And they say, well, nah, we're not going to write that. We're not going to do that. Can they get sued? No, probably not. Probably not. I mean, the double and triple and quadruple standards are just amazing. She goes on to say, we do serve everyone happily. We love everybody, but we just can't create a message, something that violates our conscience. It's not something that we should have to do. And the Arizona Supreme Court held that up on Monday. All right? Now, the city can't appeal. It's all over, according to the attorney. What the court basically said was, you can't apply the law in a way that violates the freedom of speech and freedom of religion. Right? So there could be possible applications of the law that aren't totally fine. Now, the lawyer said, for example, there are some businesses that don't create speech at all. Right, but that's not the issue here. The issue here goes to the core freedoms. Can government tell artists the messages that they have to create? Or can and can't create, for that matter? See, again, when I try to explain, the problem here is that people don't have faith, who don't really understand faith, true deep-seated faith. They don't get to them. God is real. God's word is real. God's command is real. So you can't disregard the command because the law says differently. I cannot celebrate, right? If you're deep into God's word, you believe what God says about marriage. I cannot celebrate your same-sex marriage without violating my God's rules and laws. So it's not a matter of, yeah, I'll just do it and forget about it. No, I'm actually doing something wrong in the eyes of my God. Right? And it goes on to say, the attorney goes on to say that, look, this ruling also protects the LGBT web designer from being forced to convey a message that he or she disagrees with. Or an atheist singer from being forced to sing at a church and sing the message they want you to sing. I mean, all that, it sounds asinine, but it's so true. I mean, we had, yours truly, when we had our technology company, we had a web division. And we had a company show up, or a group show up, and they wanted to sell hockey wear. And they were making that hockey wear, for women. And they had these young ladies dressed in hockey shirts and such. And I'll let your mind run wild a little bit. Because the hockey company, right, the wear company was called Puck Bunnies. P-U-C-K-B-U-N-N-I-E-S. Puck Bunnies. So I'll let your imagination run wild on that for a minute. We refused to do it. Didn't like what it was putting out there. Didn't like the way it looked. Not discrimination, just personal choice. There's 13 other companies you can go to. Go pick one. Joe Messina, your host, listen to the Real Side. We'll be back. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They hit through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always, 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 always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on, it's a great beat, isn't it? Anyway, head over to the website, realside.com. Okay, when you get there, I'll wait. Go ahead. Head over. If you're driving, don't go there. Give me your email address. That's right. Put your email address in there. We send out one email a week. I'll let you know what's coming up, the stuff we're going to be talking about, things that are happening. Also, same thing. If you don't want the email and you want text messages, you want to be alerted by text, then it's simple. It doesn't require brain surgery. You don't even need a high school diploma for this one. Pick up the phone, text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. You know what? It's real simple. You don't like what you're getting, eventually you just type stop. And they stop sending you the emails, the text messages. Same thing with the emails. You want to unsubscribe, you can do that anytime you want to. And again, I don't inundate you with this stuff. I wish I did. Seems to work better for some people. I don't like it. I don't like it when it happens to me. I ain't going to do it to you. Really that simple. Head over to the website. You can also donate. The big button says donate. Donate because social media is squelching us. Squelching a lot of us, not just me. Squelching quite a few of us. All right. Since we're on this bandwagon anyhow, you know, about fighting for your rights, opening your mouth, saying something, Alabama students, they stood up for their rights because there was an atheist organization that said, you know, that the school, they couldn't pray before a game. I mean, look, we can do all kinds of other stuff that don't bring any kind of morality to anything, and that's okay by the left. But God forbid somebody wants to pray before a game. We can't have that. In these troubling times of culture decay and increasingly rabid opposition to the Christian faith, it's more important for the faithful to be bold. I mean, seriously, it is more important for us to stand up for what we believe our rights are, or stand up for the rights we actually have. Now, at a high school in Alabama, a group of students refused to be silenced when the Wisconsin-based, I mean, I love these guys, I think they have scouts. I won't even call them spies, because they're not. They do it right in your face. They have scouts that drive all around the place. They see anything that's even somewhat looks religious, they gotta beat you down. Right? So the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they compelled their school district to replace its traditional pregame prayer with a moment of silence. Well, students weren't having any of it. They were not interested. Let's hear what they had to say. That sounds vaguely familiar. You know what? Can't stop the kids. What do you do, arrest them all? There's a couple of hundred. Hundreds of them standing up doing this. There's no microphone. You can hear it from the field. Right? I mean, seriously. You can keep beating these kids over the head. You can keep telling them, you know, sex is whatever you want, whenever you want. There's no boy. There's no girl. Explore it with dogs and animals and each other. You can do all this stuff. Nothing means anything. There are no values. And then you wonder why these kids are so confused and having so much trouble. And the ones that want to rely on God, the ones that want to pray to God, ones that want guidance from God, you ridicule and tell them they can't. I wonder who the real instable human is in that instance. As is their modus operandi, the FFRF, they used their interpretation of the First Amendment to threaten the city school board of education with legal action. Right? They especially went after the football coaches to make sure that they didn't push or sponsor any prayer. Right? In the FFRF's letter to the Board of Education, almost sounds like a Gestapo term, doesn't it? In the FRFF's letter to the Board of Education, now that was picked up by the Alabama News Network, the nonprofit cited the concerns of a single parent who felt alienated enough by prayer to want to move their children out of the district. See how this goes? One. Takes one. Except if you're a Christian. If you're one Christian that complains, no, they're not interested in what you have to say. Or one old white guy. They don't care about that either. It's illegal for a public school to sponsor religious messages at school athletic events, and they don't sponsor this at all. If the kids want to pray, that's not school sponsoring it. If the kids don't want to pray, that's not the school sponsoring that either. Right? It's illegal for a public school to sponsor religious messages at school athletic events and for public school coaches to lead their teams in prayer. Christopher Linen sent in a letter from the FFRF. He's an attorney. The Supreme Court has specifically struck down invocations given over the loudspeaker at public school athletic events, even when student-led, he said. Like many, many, many districts before it, the high school opted just to drop the prayer and replace it with a moment of silence. He says, we recognize that the United States of America is a nation of laws, will abide by the current law. That was according to the superintendent. Our students are allowed to pray, but our coaches are not allowed to participate. The Observer noted that the next home game on September 13th would feature the moment of silence instead of the traditional prayer. But you know what happened? What I just prayed for you. Those kids got up during the moment of silence. All 28 seconds. So whoever couldn't stand that prayer, they couldn't stand it for 28 seconds. They couldn't handle it. 30 seconds. You know, I go to events where my religion is not, or my belief system is not honored. right? I go to events where my country's not honored, really. I don't go making a big deal out of it, right? Because I'll do it myself. I pray at events myself. I don't need, you know, 10,000 people in the stadium to pray. But I'm considered whack, out of the norm. The writer goes on to say, at this point, it's uncertain if the FFRF will formally retaliate with legal action. But let them try. The students did it on their own. They got tremendous coverage. Right? So this isn't hidden anymore. And that's what they these wonderful people from the FFRF, they bank on the fact that you won't fight it because you don't have the money. You'll keep it quiet. You won't make a big deal out of it. And they're bullies. They're nothing but bullies. Because they go after the small ones. Go after the big ones. Go after the ones that you know might even push back. They won't. They're afraid. All right, so here's another one I have a lot of fun with. I enjoy this one so much. See, every time I talk about voter fraud, I'm told it doesn't exist. It doesn't happen. The numbers are so small, they don't really matter. It's not true at all, though. There's a Democrat official is facing felony charges now in Michigan for tampering with absentee ballots in 2018. The key battleground state of Michigan, a Democrat city official, is being charged with ballot tampering during the 2018 midterm elections. Southfield City Clerk Sharika Hawkins faces six felony counts over unauthorized and inaccurate changes that she alleged that she allegedly made to absentee ballots last year. Now, liberal state officials are attempting to categorize Hawkins' behavior as a rare case of fraud. Voting is fundamental to the very essence of our democracy, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nassel said during a press conference. It's incumbent upon state governments to safeguard the electoral process and to ensure that every voter has a right. I agree. You can't get that right here in California, but I agree. Oh, we had, in 2018, I'm going to tell you, we had hundreds of people complaining that somebody had already voted for them, that somebody had sent in, they had never voted absentee in their lives, and all of a sudden they were registered as an absentee ballot voter, and that's what was going through. They were the only absentee ballots. So when they went to the poll, they were told, oh, you already voted. And it's almost impossible to get your vote back, which is crazy. Hawkins is being accused of illegally altering 193 absentee voter records. The evidence of her wrongdoing was allegedly spotted during a 14-day canvass following the election. Right? Irregularities were initially discovered by the Oakland County Clerk's Office, which prompted the investigation. Now, according to an affidavit filed by State Police, Oklahoma County Elections Director Joseph Roselle, he noticed some inconsistencies with the ballots while certifying absentee precincts. He contacted Hawkins when he noticed the ballot summary sheets were blank. After questioning Hawkins about the errors, he noted that the ballot return dates for voters were added or removed from the report in order to force the reports to balance to the number of ballots tabulated for each precinct. It appears that Hawkins had switched her original reports with altered reports. Why would she do that? Oh, she must have made a mistake on almost every sheet. So voter fraud doesn't exist, people, just so you know. Even though people are going to jail for it across the country, even though it seems to usually favor one party over the other, God bless. Got to do your homework. That's why I tell you, get involved, get engaged, get informed. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. And don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here tomorrow.